Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Appreciate you being here. I know that you're going to be in town today for an Issues and Ideas Forum talking about school funding in Michigan, the common myths. Talk about this forum.
Sure. Well, this is taking place at noon today, and it's at the Michigan Restaurants Association building. And we are looking at some of the most common myths that exist that pertain to school funding in Michigan. You know, Michigan school funding is a very complex system, and there's, you know, we spend about $20 billion on schools, and this is the kind of area that's ripe for the development of myths. So we're going to explore what some of those are and look at the facts behind them.
Now, it's interesting. When I talk to some folks, they tell me that school funding is somewhat out of control from the aspect that the funds that do go to the schools is mismanaged and misused. And then when I talk to school district administrators, when I talk to principals, when I talk to superintendents, they told me that they're using the money in a bare bones capacity, and that the money isn't being wasted and going to extravagant salaries and benefits and so on. What's your take?
Well, it's hard to make, you know, general sweeping observations and generalizations about those kinds of issues. I mean, it's going to be different in different districts. You know, the reason why I think people get that impression is that they don't always see the benefit of the money that they are spending on their schools. From that perspective, it appears like the money is being wasted or mismanaged or something or other. And so all we can really do to get an aspect for how schools are using their resources is to measure how much money they're getting, how they're spending it, and what kind of benefit or what kind of service they're providing for that amount of money.
As I received an information from you, Michigan's state-run school system is the largest and most expensive government service that state taxpayers support, spending more than $20 billion a year. It employs more than 350,000 people who work in one or more than 4,100 different entities, and giving the size and complexity of the system, you want to try with today's forum to get rid of some of those myths on how public schools are funded.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the most common myths is that public schools are underfunded, and this is one of the myths that I look at. And you know, if you look historically or you compare Michigan to other states in how much they spend and how much they receive for schools, Michigan does a very good job of funding its schools when you do those kinds of comparisons. And historically, you know, Michigan spends more today per pupil than they ever have before. So the idea that the schools are underfunded is the evidence isn't there to back that. Back that claim.
Michael, yesterday I received some calls and emails from folks who said that their school district superintendent sent out mailings, sent home with the kids, and also via email that they need to contact their state legislators because they believe that they are being underfunded. They need more funding. They want any additional revenues that come into to the state to be sent to K through 12 funding. And I thought that this was interesting that we got one take from a school district. We didn't get the other side of the story. And I just wondered, should that be the role of a district?
Well, you know, I think people, you'll find people who say it should be and those who say it shouldn't be. It's it is a little bit questionable. I mean, they're spending taxpayer resources to do something that's very similar to lobbying. You know, whether that's within their realm or not is debatable. But you're seeing that from a lot of different school districts all over the state. Not every school district, but a lot of them are sending home those kinds of materials. And, of course, there's two sides to this equation always. There's what they perceive as a lack of revenue, and then there's also the rising costs. And most of the time when school districts send out this information, they only focus on their declining revenue generated by lack of pupil enrollment or some other means, and then they totally leave out of the picture their rising costs and the amount they're actually spending.
We're talking with
so it's only half the story.
We're talking with Michael Van Beek, who's the Education Policy Director for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, I know the luncheon portion is sold out, but for folks who want to attend this forum, how do they do so?
Well, there's two ways. They can still attend in person if they want at the Michigan Restaurants Association, but we'll also have this streaming online on our website. So if they go to www.mackinac.org, they'll be able to view it online streaming as well.
All right, Michael, one final question for you. Actually, it's a two-part question. Do you, from your perspective at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, think that the governor and his administration have been good for public education? And do you believe that the any excesses in funding that come into the state should be put back into K through 12?
Well, I think the time will tell about that yet, and I think the biggest concern, and school administrators and school boards will tell you this eventually, is that schools need to rein in some of their costs. They will always be in this constant battle of not having, of perceptually not having enough revenues if their costs continue to rise. So the more the governor can do to help rein in those costs, I think the better his performance will be. What happens to the estimated revenue? I'm not sure. I think we need to, put that to its best use. And if it's something we want to, use to incentivize school districts to contain costs, then that could be explored. But that's a big question that remains to be answered yet.
All right, Michael. And one last question: do you believe that teacher salaries, benefits and retirement packages are in line with what we see not only in the private sector, but in those private schools, in those schools that are charter schools?
Well, there's absolutely no evidence that they are the same, but there may be varying reasons for that. When it comes to the level of benefits in particular, they are very different and much more expensive in schools than what exists in the private sector across all different job sectors. So that's I think the place where A, most of the money is being spent, and B, where the governor and the legislature should look to try to rein in some of these costs.
Michael Van Beek, Education Policy Director for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Today, an Issues and Ideas Forum, School Funding the Common Myths, that's at 12 noon to 1 o'clock at the Michigan Restaurant Association, which is located at 225 West Washtenaw in Lansing. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.